media.
Exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, September 17th, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. You know, we'll take a little bit of time here and discuss something that was new to me in so many different ways. I was just getting bits and pieces of it. And to tell you how out of touch I am in some ways, you know, I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I mean, and hats off to those that use that as a tool. I know Dr. David Duke mentions it often, and that's fine. I'm not knocking anybody that does whatever. If you're using it for activism to get the message out, well, God bless you. I think when something new comes along and there's kind of like a herd mentality and everybody jumps on it, I don't want to do it. That's just kind of for whatever reason. So, but I did do it when running for office earlier this year. And Brian, my campaign manager, pretty much ran the Facebook. Well, immediately, like, they were fighting over memes. I did not know what a meme was. In fact, I didn't know if it was meme or meme-y or what it was. And of course, Brian was giving me a little bit of an education about this. And actually, one of the very first people that was just out attacking me was someone that I had known and that I had helped. I thought was my friend, but anyway, you know, our paths had to part over my political views versus his. But whatever, that's just the way it is. Okay, so I learned about what that was, and you know, I've been watching a lot of different websites, and we're going to get into that. And as everyone probably knows listening to this broadcast, Hillary Clinton gave a speech naming the alt-right. Now, I'd been hearing this, listening to Stormfront and some other broadcasts. I've been hearing this term. I wasn't exactly sure. We're going to run down a little bit of what this stands for. But first, I want to play for you. This is Rachel Maddow, which, you know, is the a lesbian Jewish commentator on MSNBC. And there's two parts to this. Anybody can look it up. I don't think I have it on my website at the moment. Let's go ahead and roll that, Mr. Engineer.
This is not republicanism as we have known it. These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right.
Pep, what was that? That was Hillary Clinton's speech a few weeks ago denouncing the self-proclaimed alt-right and their support of Donald Trump and Donald Trump's campaign cultivating that support. You remember the speech, you remember the whole discussion around that, but there was this one weird heckling moment in that speech. Here it is again.
All key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right.
So it's not like an applause moment or like a booing moment or whatever. It's quiet. Everybody's listening to what she says. As soon as she says that phrase, alt-right, some guy yells out from the crowd, Pepe! And to most people, that was a totally inexplicable thing at the moment. It must be totally random. To the white supremacist, anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi right in this country, that guy yelling that out in that moment, that was a moment of triumph. That was the most hilarious thing they had ever heard in their lives. Because Pepe refers to Pepe the Frog, this otherwise innocuous cartoon character, which, as unlikely as it may sound, it is one of the things that the racist right has adopted as a symbol online.
So who are we? I think if I were to describe what a lot of people know about the alt-right, it's probably some things they've seen online. It's the Pepe memes. It's the parentheses. It's the take no prisoners attitude on places like Twitter and things like that. We live in a society of a great deal of degeneracy. We live in a society in which the fundamental moral norms are liberal. And we are attempting to fight our way out of them. And sometimes that's going to involve using the means that are at hand. That's going to involve being a part of this fragmenting group. That's going to involve dank memes. It's going to involve Pepe. It's going to involve unleashing a little chaos.
When you say that people who convey the idea that the parentheses put out the parentheses, put out the people of the Pepe, what are the ideas that they're doing your work for you? What is that? What do they convey?
Well, in particular,
both. Let's say both the frog and the
bird. The frog seems is an expression of a certain. It's a smug frog, but it's an expression of a willingness. This is someone who's willing to speak the truth.
It's ridiculous, right? This smug frog. He's willing to, you know, speak the truth about race and the Jews, right? This is the guy who designed the new space age logo that he wants the alt-right to use. He's the guy who just wants a white homeland. Is that too much to ask? But, you know, here these guys are, emboldened by how well Donald Trump is doing, because he's the kind of leader they want. And there he is in D.C. explaining to the press, hopefully, that the white supremacist movement that he's part of and that he's a leader of has taken over online the meme of this otherwise innocuous cartoon frog and used it to try to infiltrate references and sort of knowing winks to white supremacist ideas and anti-Semitic ideas and racist ideas wherever they can. And so, while Hillary Clinton is denouncing Trump cultivating the racist right, some guy yelling Pepe out of the crowd is the funniest thing these guys have ever heard in their lives. And if you want to grab a little bottle of Ipecac and head over with me to the David Duke Twitter feed, you can see there that alongside the standard, more recognizable racist and anti-Semitic stuff that you would expect from a David Duke, stuff like, for example, Hillary Clinton with her forehead marked with a kosher symbol, and David Duke lamenting that she's getting the Jewish vote, or a Jewish guy with Tim Kaine. From David Duke's perspective, this is right damning evidence of the great Jewish conspiracy behind Clinton and Kaine. Alongside that kind of stuff, which you might expect, and which is pretty easy to decode from the perspective of a former Klan leader, there's also David Duke tweeting out Pepe the Frog. Pepe the Frog supporting David Duke in his Senate race in Louisiana. And there's Pepe the Frog again as Donald Trump and his wall on the southern border. And this one's just from yesterday on David Duke's Twitter feed. Donald Trump kissing Pepe the Frog, the little white supremacist baby signifier. So, right, it's weird. It's deliberately weird. It's meant to be an unmistakable symbol that won't blend in anywhere, but you always know what it means. This frog, they've taken over. Started as an anodyne thing. They've taken it over as a deliberate white supremacist symbol. So when Hillary Clinton made those remarks at that fundraiser last week, when she called out the racist and xenophobic extremists supporting Trump, right, the basket of deplorables thing, well, the racist and anti-Semitic right tried to turn that into a badge of honor. And somebody created this image of the proud deplorables. You can look carefully at all the heads there. It's Donald Trump flanked by... there's each of his sons, Eric on the left side of your screen, Don Jr. on the right side of your screen. There's also Mike Pence, left, just to the left of Trump. There's Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani. There's the editor on the far right there. That's the editor from the Trump campaign CEO's website, who was banned from Twitter for racist abuse. You also see Ben Carson there. You see next to the racist abuse guy with the dagger, that's the conspiracy theory guy from InfoWars who says that Sandy Hook was fake. And so was 9/11. And then right alongside Donald Trump, right between him and Rudy Giuliani, there's the frog. So it's like Donald Trump and his crew, Donald Trump and his team, we've got your back. All your mainstream political supporters like Pence and Christie, all your family, your super far-right, crazy conspiracy, racist media buddies, we're all here with you. We got your back. And the white supremacists, we got your back, Donald Trump. We're right here behind you, standing over your shoulder. It's creepy, right? And that image was not created by Donald Trump Jr., but it was posted online by Donald Trump Jr. It was posted on his Instagram account. It's still there tonight. What is Donald Trump Jr. doing posting the neo-Nazi frog thing? I mean, it stands out, right? It's not like a subtle thing you don't notice if you don't think it means anything. If you're Donald Trump Jr., I mean, in this picture, you're in between Alex Jones and Rudy Giuliani, but two ahead of you in terms of closeness to your dad is this big green frog. If you don't know what it is, don't you wonder? Do you ask somebody? Do you really not know? Or do you know what it is? Donald Trump Jr. told ABC this morning.
Okay, we're going to end the video right there. It actually goes into some of the other things that they had tweeted out. And it is rather interesting. It is rather interesting. And it's interesting how the media and even Hillary Clinton is reacting to this. Now, I know everybody's probably thinking, well, I remember when the Tea Party group was making a headway and it looked like maybe they were going to turn into a third party, and then they were completely co-opted by Sean DePaul, Hannity, and buffoons like Glenn Beck and some of the rest, and now, you know, it amounted to absolutely. There's still actually in this area, there is still some Tea Party groups. They don't really associate with me at all because I always ask the same question. Who have you elected and what change have they affected? Which, of course, is none. But this is a little different. This is a little bit different. They actually seem to fear this alt-right movement, which is beating them to death with humor. I mean, and exposing the hypocrisy in so many different ways. Now, a lot of this was new to me, but A Normie's Guide to the Alt-Right is on the Daily Stormer, and I've got the story up on thealternativemedia.com, and it's a rather lengthy story, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read some highlights from it. Following the condemnation by Hillary Clinton, everyone in the world now is trying to define exactly what the alt-right is. And most of them are getting it wrong. The short story is that although the term could refer to a lot of different people saying a lot of different things, the people that is being used to refer to by the media, Trump-supporting white racial advocates who engage in trolling and other activism on the internet, are the core of the movement more than any other groups or figures. The core concept of the movement upon which all else is based is that whites are undergoing an extermination via mass immigration into white countries, which was enabled by a corrosive liberal ideology of white self-hatred, and that the Jews are at the center of this agenda. The alt-right is a mass movement, in the truest possible sense of the term, a type of mass movement that can only exist on the internet, where everyone's voice is as loud as they're able to make it. In the world of the internet, top-down hierarchy can only be based on value or perceived value of someone's ideas. The alt-right is an online mob of disenfranchised and mostly anonymous, mostly young white men. This collective of dissidents argue with itself until it reached a consensus. A consensus is yet to be reached by 100%, but damn close it says. We have now moved from arguments and debates and become a new political collective, a type of hive mind. I've never seen that before. The mob is the movement. Some of the ways the movement presents itself can be confusing to the mainstream, given the level of irony involved. The amount of humor and vulgarity confuses people. The true nature of the movement, however, is serious and idealistic. We have in this new millennium an extremely nihilistic culture. From the point when I first became active, and this is I being Andrew England, in what became the alt-right movement, it was my contention that in an age of nihilism, absolute idealism must be couched in irony in order to be taken seriously. This is because anyone who attempts to present himself as serious will immediately be viewed as the opposite through the jaded lens of our postmodern millennia. Now, on to the long story. Oh, first lay out the movement, what it actually is and where it comes from, and then lay out what appears to be to the mainstream media, what it appears to be to the mainstream media, and why I believe these narratives differ so drastically, and conclude with the same loose predictions of where I see this all going in the future. Now, to get all that information, you're going to have to read the entire story. But I just wanted to give you some of what, when you hear the term alt-right, if you don't know this, and some of this I did not know, some of this I did, but some of this I did not know exactly what the ideology is. One is, Jews are behind all the things which we are against, the diametric opposite of everything that we stand for. In a real sense, defeating and physically removing the Jews will solve every other problem. None of this would be happening if it was not for the Jews. Now, this is what a normie's guide to the alt-right on the Daily Stormer says. It is now fully documented that the Jews are behind mass immigration, feminism, the news media, Hollywood, pornography, and the global banking system, global communism, the homosexual political agenda, the wars in the Middle East, and virtually everything else the alt-right is opposed to. This is, to a shocking extent, simply admitted by the Jews themselves. All right, so there's one. That's interesting. The end goal of the movement is to establish a pure white racial state in all formerly white countries. The current trend of non-white immigration into countries will lead to a complete destruction of white culture, the white social order, and ultimately an extermination of the white race. We believe in mass deportations of all non-white immigrants, regardless of whether or not they were born here. This would include in America a repatriation to Africa of the descendants of slaves. And this goes for all white countries. Also, another meme that the media has paid attention to, cuck, which is short for cuckold, which is a man whose wife is cheating on him or has a sexual fetish involving a white man who enjoys seeing his wife have sex with black men. So if you've heard the term cuckservative, cuck, this is where it comes from. Cuck or cuckservative is one is referring to a cuck who identifies himself as a conservative, is applied to whites who relish in giving away the resources of their people to foreigners. The term applies to whites who support mass immigration, support Black Lives Matter, or support Israel. So I thought, you know, in case there's anyone out there that did not know what that was referring to, now you do. 1488 is an old skinhead and white nationalist battle cry. 14 refers to the 14 words coined by David Lane. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children, with the 88 being a 88-word paragraph from Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, Volume 1, Chapter 8. What we must fight for is to safeguard the existence and reproduction of our race and our people, the sustenance of our children and purity of our blood, the freedom and independence of the fatherland, so that our people may mature for the fulfillment of the mission allotted in by the creator of the universe. Every thought and every idea, every doctrine and all knowledge must serve this purpose, and everything must be examined from this point of view and used or rejected according to its utility. I did not know that 88 had that that volume 1, chapter 8 meaning. I always thought, and it still, and it does, refer to 8 being the 8, H being the 8th letter of the alphabet. So 88 meaning Heil Hitler. Well, we'll take this up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And we're running down just a little bit of a definition of this term, the alt-right, Hillary Clinton using the term. Hillary Clinton actually naming David Duke. You know, the DNC actually had a gigantic picture of, like, David Duke looming over it, if you remember. I mean, it is just unbelievable. The extent that they will go to try to demonize David Duke. DukeForSenate.com. Go there, donate to David Duke. So we're talking about the movement of the movement. Has our movement actually possibly moved? I believe that it has, and here's why. The people involved in this use of humor, the use of irony, and yes, they're using some vulgarity, but it is, you will have to admit when you look into something, it is humorous what's happening. And it's the young people. You know, I've talked to several of my friends about this in the last few days, and you know, I don't see change coming from the 50-plus crowd. I don't. We're going to have to, if there's ever going to be really drastic, radical change in this country, it will have to come from the youth. That's my personal opinion. When we go to phone calls later, you can disagree if you like. But there's a lot of websites now promoting this. Of course, dailystormer.com, infostormer.com, infowarp.net, and infowarp.net. Now, that's info and then WARP.net. Lot of information, lots of podcasts, lots of information there. WhiteResistor.com. We'll talk about some more, but these are being run by, now I don't know about all of them, but the majority of these are being run by younger people. I'm talking about people in their 20s, maybe 30s, and they're doing podcasts, and they're doing radio shows, and they are wide awake. I've listened to some of these radio shows this week. You know, even Trump's sons have been tweeting out some of this same Pepe and some of these other memes that are, I mean, they're getting nationwide coverage. You know, of course, they're being criticized by the Jewish-run media, which I think is kind of not sure how to handle this avenue of activism that is so much different than anything else that they've seen. It's different. If you ever listen to Stormfront, you can hear like Don Black talking about before the internet, before they had no voice. They couldn't have a radio show unless they bought airtime on a local radio station. And of course, if you were in Miami, Florida, someone's not going to hear you. Back then, there was no streaming. You were limited how you were going to get your voice out. I mean, it was pamphlets and stuff like that. Newspapers, printing their own newspapers, stuff like that. Now, with the advent of the internet to the point that it is now, it has opened up a whole new real universe of activism, and the youth is taking part in it. And they're trolling. I mean, they are trolling. Did anyone pick up on the fact of how Donald Trump trolled the media? And said he called for a press conference and said that he was going to, he had urgent information about Obama's birth certificate. I think this was yesterday, but it might have been the day before. I can't remember. Well, anyway, they show up. They give him all this live airtime. They're waiting for, him to put his foot in his mouth or whatever about the birth certificate. And he's got all these retired veterans and war heroes that he's promoting, and he's going on and. And then at the end, the media is like, what? What about the birth certificate? And he's, oh, yeah, Obama's born in America, sure. He trolled the media. He got all of that. CNN, some of these cable networks carried it live. And they were just so mad. And then they've kind of quit talking about it, I guess, because they had such egg on it. He's playing them. And that's what a lot of these youths are doing, and they may be any age, I don't know, but on the internet they are taking on these media moguls, these media personalities, and they are exposing them on the internet, on their Twitter. They're posting their Twitter, and they're combating them with as the hypocrites that they are. So it's pretty interesting. And then the next thing that's interesting is they started putting brackets around the names of people that are Jewish. It looks like echoes. There's three of them. Even Julian Assange now is doing this. So everyone can spot who's Jewish and who's not. It's driving them nuts. So if you haven't seen that, if you see a name in a story and it's got these brackets around it, looks like echoes, but it's three of the, I guess that's the parentheses brackets, I guess it is. Don't hold me to that. But it's having an effect. And at first, the Jews started putting them around their names themselves to try to act like they didn't mind it. And when that didn't work, they dropped that, and now, of course, they're still doing it. So we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You listen to the Alternative Media Fair, and back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find and some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio discussing the alt-right and some of the tools that they have used at their disposal to really gain a worldwide notice of what is transpiring here and what their ideology is. And with that said, there's been a lot of new radio broadcasts or podcasts, YouTube videos of various sorts, and some of them have become highly popular. One right now that is, some are claiming, is the most popular podcast. I don't know if that means, you know, of all, or, you know, in this genre, whatever. I've listened. It is hugely popular, apparently, no doubt. And that is Fash the Nation. And these are, the thing about this, the reason I bring this up is these are young people getting involved. Now, I don't know that all of them are in their 20s. They may, you know, be, but they're younger. They're younger, and they are making a complete, just a mockery out of Hillary Clinton, out of the establishment, out of the news media. They are intelligent. They've got their facts together, and they're making an abstract mockery out of the establishment. They truly are. I mean, obviously, they give them every opportunity, and these guys are taking it, and it is humorous, and I see where it could catch on with the youth. Now, they do curse a lot in their broadcast and what have you, but that may be a matter of taste for you personally or whatever, but the numbers prove that a lot of people like it. So you've got Red Ice Radio. I don't know why that was hard to say. The Daily Show. There's several of these. They're really popular, and you can check them out. Now, there's some of the ones that are not that old, but they have some great information. NationalVanguard.org. Check out what Kevin Alfred Strom is doing every week there with news and information. It's pretty interesting. And then, of course, my favorite, the Daily Stormer, Andrew Anglin. You know, there was a murder of a police officer. This is amazing to me. There is a murder this week in Shelby, North Carolina, of a police officer. He must have been a really, really nice guy, well-liked police officer. He was serving a warrant, and he was shot, white police officer, shot by a black man while trying to serve a warrant. And then the black guy fled. And so there was a manhunt for several days until they found him in, I believe, Rhode Island. But anyway, I was trying to follow the story. I was just wanting to see if they had found him or whatever. It was a pretty big story here in North Carolina on the local news. And I looked at the Daily Stormer, the first place I ever seen that he had been apprehended, and a picture of him apprehended was on the Daily Stormer, not on, you know, my local news or any of that. This website was covering this story in this state better than my local news media. That's how far it's come. So I said I was going to tell you some of the websites you can look at. Yeah. You can look at the dailystormer.com and you'll get a lot of news and information on what's happening in the world. And also, I wanted to make mention of Taylor Swift, although I'm no fan at all, and I couldn't care less. Musicians for the most part. But anyway, she has said quite a few, or tweeted quite a few very racial motivated statements, and she's been criticized some of the press, but more so than I ever thought she would have done. And for more information on that, if you want to check that out, I urge you go to my website, thealternativemedia.com. And you'll see a Normie's Guide to the Alt-Right. Now, there's a lot of information that I didn't cover, like the use of the character Bane as the villain from the film The Dark Knight Rises in the final installment of the Batman trilogy. That is used a lot. That image is used a lot. And then, of course, Normie is referring to people that are just normal, that don't know anything about this type of movement. So there is a lot of, I guess, you know, lingo to it for us older guys that don't, you know, Facebook and don't use Twitter or whatever. But hey, hats off that they're making a move, that they're making the establishment react, and they're making a mockery out of the establishment. I have said for years on this broadcast, only together can we affect change. And the part that's always, if you've listened to this broadcast for years, you know, I would say, why is the colleges not up in arms? Why is the youth, that it's their future that's been sold out? It's their future they don't know what to do to have a decent job. It's their future that they're being overrun with illegal immigrants, and their children are going to go to drastically changing demographically in the school system. Why are they not blowed up? Why are they not protesting? Why do they not get involved? Well, it looks like, I'm not saying everybody for sure, but you know how this works. The youth is all tied to their technology. All they do is look at their phone. And I bet you, those of you listening that's got children that's maybe in the 18 to 24 range, they may know about Pepe the Frog more so than maybe you do. And this is how the youth is going to maybe get involved in activism and maybe wake up to the white genocide that's taking place, to the entire diabolical scheme of which we are living in right now. The reasons why these things happen. The reasons why the donors to the Hillary Clinton campaign are who they are and the amounts of money are what they are. Wouldn't it be an amazing thing if the youth really did get energized into affecting change? I'm a little bit of a pessimist, so I'm not going to get too far out there on that. But hey, at least I can say the movement is moving. And it's moving to the right. It is moving to a group that is, even though I'm sure there's plenty that people can disagree with, there is a movement moving, whether you agree with it or not. Now, heck, that's the first time I've seen that. Because I knew the Tea Party wasn't going to do jack back in the day. That's why I was having a flea party protest while I was having a tea party. But flee the Tea Party, it's not going to do anything anyway. But the future of the alt-right to become a real and effective political force, the alt-right will need leaders, real leaders, or not people that stand up and claim to be leaders, but people that the masses naturally want to follow. Like I say, the story's somewhat lengthy, so if you're interested in it, go check it out on my website, or you can check it out on dailystormer.com, but I think it's definitely worth a read. I've got a clip before we go any further. Let's play the clip of Hillary Clinton, the deplorable clip. I wanted to get that in tonight, if we could play that.
I think we know what we're up against. We do, don't we? Donald Trump has pledged to appoint Supreme Court justices who will overturn marriage equality. And if you read about the people that he says are the ones he's likely to appoint, he's not kidding. In fact, if you look at his running mate signed a law that would have let businesses discriminate against LGBT Americans. And there's so much more that I find deplorable in his campaign, the way that he cozies up to white supremacists, makes racist attacks, calls women pigs, mocks people with disabilities. You can't make this up. He wants to round up and deport 16 million people, calls our military a disaster. And every day he says something else which I find so personally offensive but also dangerous. Don't see the latest outrageous, offensive, inappropriate comment and think, well, he's done this time. We are living in a volatile political environment. You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
How about that? Isn't that interesting? You know, I'm not scared of any of those people. Are you? I'm not scared of Muslims or homosexuals or any of that. They don't scare me. But that's the way they want to cast it. Well, they've got to cast us. They want to tie Donald Trump and frame him as a racist. That is the only card I guess they've got left. I don't know. But I've been to some Trump rally, and I've seen the packed crowds, and everybody else has that's paid any attention. And to call half, which would be one quarter of the nation, deplorable, from a career criminal, from a murdering career criminal that's been there for 30 years and has helped be an integral part of wrecking this nation, and you're going to call the rest of us, those of us that actually stand for something, you're going to call us deplorable, you piece of scum, you waste of a breath, Hillary Clinton? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And of course, did you hear them laugh and clap? Bunch of dumbed down, bunch of faggots in the audience. that's what, yeah, we've got a volatile political climate in this country. Damn right we do. We got a volatile political climate in this country. And when they attempt to rig this election, I hope they find out just how volatile it is. I hope they do. You know, I wanted to get this this story in last week, but I wasn't here to do it. And you may well know that about this now. I don't know. Offgridsurvival.com is my source on this. It was written by Robert Richardson. California to ban all semi-automatic guns, confiscate firearms, and limit ammo sales. California legislators are now in the process of rolling out what will be the strictest gun control laws in the country. Democrat state legislature rolled out a list of proposals that will instantly criminalize most of the state's law-abiding gun owners. Now, the new bill would outlaw, I'm just reading this verbatim, all semi-automatic weapons, criminalize anyone who has more than 500 rounds of ammo, and require a permit to buy ammunition in the future. California, which already has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, is also looking at a proposal which would call for immediate confiscation of 166,000 registered modern sporting rifles. This is why people is against registration. This bill is written was written by, wait for it, Daryl Steinberg, the Democrat from Sacramento, unveiled the gun control package at a news conference at the state Capitol. Now, according to this story, the package in this bill includes banning the possession, not just the manufacture and sale, of magazines holding more than 10 rounds, making possession of hollow point bullets a felony, requiring anyone wishing to buy ammunition to first get a permit by passing a background check. Did you get that? Requiring the registration and reporting of all ammo purchases, limit the number of rounds anyone can have at one time to 500 rounds, requiring all gun owners will have to be licensed like drivers and will be forced to carry gun liability. Come back and talk about gun liability insurance at the end of reading this. Banning any gun that has a detachable magazine and requires a 100% prohibition of all fixed magazines greater than 10 rounds. Are you listening to this? Making all previous grandfathered magazines become illegal and a felony if you keep one. Prohibiting anyone barred from owning a weapon from living in a home where weapons are kept. How about that? Expanding the list of crimes that would bar a person from gun possession. This is their wet dream come true. Letting the state Justice Department use money from the state dealers' records of sale systems to eliminate the backlog of people identified as no longer allowed to own guns but not yet invested and contacted by law enforcement. Let me read that again. Letting the state Justice Department use money from the state's dealer's record of sales system to eliminate the backlog of people identified as no longer allowed to own a gun, but not yet investigated and contacted by law enforcement. Now, wow. This, again, according to offgridsurvival.com, this is where they want to take us. And under a Hillary Clinton, can you imagine the legislation that she would want to put in place to eliminate our rights to own guns? And the thing I wanted to mention is, I think one of the things that we don't talk about that I think we're going to see in the future, and it may not matter. I mean, who knows? Trump may go in and not do a darn thing for us. I mean, I can't imagine he could be any worse than Hillary Clinton, but, you know, Barack Obama's been a much sorrier president than even I expected. I mean, I knew he was going to be a sellout traitor and really sorry, but I didn't know he was just going to try to be the poster child of sorriness. Requiring all gun owners to be licensed like drivers and be forced to carry gun liability insurance. Now, let's think about that for a second. If they ever made the move nationally to make everyone that owns a gun carry liability insurance, let me tell you how that would work. That would work just like when North Carolina passed its seatbelt law. At first, it was like $25 and didn't carry any points, so nobody bitched. Everybody was like, well, you know, it's not $25. There's no points on your license. Now a seatbelt ticket's like $163. And I think after you get one, from then on you get points on your license. I'm not sure about that part of it. But they put it went from $25 to $163 with the quickness. And it would be this. Well, if you can't afford the insurance to have, you know, and maybe, you know, I don't know how that would work. If you got 10 guns, it costs 10 times as much. I don't know. Is a 38 cost more than a 22? I don't know. But I can tell you this, when they start mandating that you carry insurance or licenses, they are working it so that you cannot financially bear arms. This is where they're trying to take it, and they're taking it in California. And after the top of the hour break, all next hour, I'm going to take phone calls. If anyone from California or anyone that maybe's keeping up with the Second Amendment of things or NRA member that's been getting any information about that, I didn't really have time to look into it further than that story. And I think there's probably a lot needs to be discussed there. We're coming up on a break. We'll continue with the news. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. Going to take phone calls all next hour. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. If you have news, information, comments, agree, disagree, you can call in and we will discuss them. I wanted to remind everyone, support Republic Broadcasting, donate, keep things rolling at Republic Broadcasting. You know, if you look back at all the things that's happened and all of the broadcasters and the information that has went out all over the world, really, through Republic Broadcasting, it is amazing. It really is amazing. And it's been a little bit of a different week. This week I've been able to tune in a little bit more to Republic Broadcasting. Like I said, I caught Robert Revolt. I think it was Thursday night. Don't hold me to that. He filled in for John Statmuller. That was a really good broadcast. You should go to the archives and check that out. Very, very informative. And I caught Rick Adams' show earlier today, and he was discussing cancer and some of it was a broad array of topics, but a really good broadcast. And this is all brought to you by John Statmuller and the staff at Republic Broadcasting. And so, you know, join that dollar a day club and support the network. Because I'm telling you, we've all got to, we've all fight this battle various ways. You know, some do it this way, some do it other ways. But all of it matters, because only together can we affect change. So everybody's got to get involved. You know, I'm kind of inspired by seeing, I'm more than kind of, I am inspired by seeing the fact that we have some youth that, for one, have connected the dots, and two, are doing something about it, are standing up for what they believe, and they're making a difference through use of the internet. Whatever works, it doesn't matter to me. As long as this works, it's waking people up, and they're seeing through this litany of lies. They're awaking out of their slumber. They're coming out of the brainwashing that they have been, they have succumbed to since birth. And there's so many different ways. You know, last week, I hated to be out last week because it was the anniversary, the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And if you look at that event, I agree with those that have called in that, you know, it's the Achilles heel. It's really a great starting point for someone that's trying to wait, because it's so easy to see that the government's narrative, the media's narrative, is completely bogus, and in so many different ways. And you don't have to say you've got all the answers. You can just show that their version is complete BS, obviously. And of course, it was justification with war with whomever they chose, while taking our rights away here at home. And even though broadcasts like this were saying, and many other broadcasts were saying it, then when the revelations of Edward Snowden come out, well, it was all out in the open. And you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Because I really believe that technology is much further advanced than the realm in which we live, that they let us know about. And I think there's proof of that in many, 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 many different directions. We are living in a complete controlled grid society where everything is monitored and tracked and recorded and listened to, probably far more than maybe even in our wildest dreams. Not mine, but according to how wild yours are. And that's where they want us. And I was afraid that the youth was really, you know, maybe had become a lost cause to waking up. I don't know. But we'll talk about it on the other side. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Back in moments.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media.